So that you divide by 3, and therefore add this 13 onto 80, that's the cheshbon you get. So soon see the cheshbon we have here. In other words, there are 4 sloyim to the dinner, so we'll soon see. There's 4 here. So, yeah. So, for the 40 difference. If there's 4 there, and there was a 10 difference between one that says 30 and the one that says, yeah, one says 30 and one says 20. So, there are 10 sloyim difference, and there are 4 dinrim in a cellar. So, there are 40 dinrim, the difference is 40. One says 40 more, one says 40 less. So you all divide it by 3, and that's how much you have to pay. So soon see the story like this. Man biyama nidim b'mana, the one that said go after the middle shita, that says it's worth 100 dinrin, it's worth 25 sloyim. Again, a seller is 4 dinrin. Milsa mitziyasa, that's a swara. Go boss of the middle one. It's a shal if it's worth 30, or worth 20, or worth 25. So it's a swara, the middle one is right. Go boss to the middle one, you can't lose out too much. So therefore, go boss to the middle one's worth 25 sloyim. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek, Nidim Betishim. You go after 90. Where do you get 90? Of course, Nishtein, Nishtein. One says it's worth 100. One said it's worth 20 dinrim sloyim, which is only 80. And one said it's worth 30. 30 is 120. So kids, it's a shalom, it's worth 120 dinrin. Is it worth 100 dinrin? Or is it worth 80 dinrin? So what does he say? It's worth 90. Now, where do you pick up 90 from? It's like this. Kesav yield at this. Hi Arya Tishin Shavim. Really, it's worth 90 dinrin. That's how much really it was worth. Why did come ask from the one that said it was worth 20 sloyim, which was 80? He made a mistake, 2 cheap 10. He devaluated it by 10 dinrin. The one that said was worth 2,500, he hold that he made a mistake and said it was worth 10, too much. That's how he picked 100. And vice versa, the one that says it's worth 30, him we forget about. So therefore, you get 90. We say, really, it's worth 90. The one that said it's worth 80 made a mistake by 10. The one that said it's worth 100 made a mistake by 10. I one that said 120, him will forget about. Soon see. Fred Gemara, why? Adarav, just the opposite way. Maybe Hayaya Maya Vyasara Shah. Maybe just the opposite, say Aswara. Maybe really was worth 110. And so like this. Why the Kama Mono, the one that said it's worth 100, Kotoy Asara Lacharel. He devaluated it by $10, by 10 dinrin. Why the Krama Shloshim, the one that said it's worth 30, that means 120, Kotoya Sola Kamei, he made it more expensive, 10. So in other words, you want to pick a sheet to say it's an in-between price. So why pick 90? In between 80 and 100, pick 110 better, that's in between 100 and 120. How do you know which way to pick? So you say like this, take the first 2 shittas that said 100 and said 80. The mitaras mona lemapikle. Like you didn't go more than 100, that's why. Out of those 2, you don't go more than 100. So therefore, take the first 2 shittas.
Kind of as far as this one. Keep to the type of a service, Ram says, to pass the rule below to pass the. So you don't take the biggest share. True, we could say this way, we could say that way, therefore we take the more smaller share. For a kula maidim shekarav lamana shava, it's near 100. Therefore, it's a shalom, if it's 110 or 90, so take the lower price. That's what they say. Therefore, we say it was only worth 90 really, and the shalom between the one that said 80 made a mistake, 10, the one that said it's worth 100 went up too much, and the one that said 120, him we forget about. That was Reb Lezer Shita. Now, Achayim say, Oysen Shuma B'Neim, let's see, the difference between 80 and 120 is 40. So take this 40 dinrin, or Mishalshlim, and you divide it by 3, and it's 13 and a third, so you have 13 and a third onto 80, so kids, it's worth 93 and a third. Why? Because Savriyod Hayaya Tishim Klosav Atisashavah. Here's really this property is worth, Taka, 93 and a third dinyum. That's how much it was worth. The high bekoma esrim, the one that said it was worth 20, only 80 kotoi tleiser. He made a mistake by 13 and a third. A tleiser plusum leacharei lower. Vai bekoma mono, the one that said it's worth 100 kotoi tleiser the plus lekanei. He put it evaluated more, 13 and a third. But the dinu really the lema tvei. It was worth. He really should have said even worth more. Why the lema koma? Why didn't he say it? Sova mistamoyid komatifna kulei achavrei. It's enough that I'm jumping so much more than my first friend. My first one only said 80. It's enough that I go to 100. So therefore, he holds really it's 13 and a third. Just the opposite. Maybe the field is worth 113, maybe. And how the Krama Monoka Toy Placer, the one that said 100 devaluated by $13, the Yacharer, why the Krama Shleshim, the one that said 120 Toy Placer plus Lakamei, maybe really he also jumped 13 and a third. He didn't go that far. He only said it was really worth 113, then he said 100 worth 120. He only went up for 7. But really, maybe if it didn't become a tvei, really he should have said it's worth more than 120. But Sovereign just thought himself, Mistaoye become a tifna kulihai, it's enough that I'm jumping up to 120. But really, maybe meant to say more than 120. So Marcel says, Achavre nokat mir tvei kamay biyotcha. Again, the Chorus is to say, like, to fast to move the light to faster. Don't jump and say the higher price, take the light, the lower price. To the terrorist Meya, lemaskele. That the first two didn't jump too much more, over 100. Therefore, that's the Cherim Sfar to say that really it was worth 90, really was worth 93 and a third. The one that said 80 went down 13 by mistake. And the one said 100, really he should have said more than 100. According to him, he should have said it's worth 110. He should have said it's worth. Or 107, he should have said it's worth 107, he should have said it's worth. But the reason why he didn't say it is because he didn't want to jump more than 100. So that's his swell.
Number two wouldn't have mentioned those prices. We wouldn't have known...
Okay, we're talking about a case where the three, each one had his day. Each one had his day. Now what do we do? Amar Rav Huna says, Halacha Kacherim. And really the value of the price of this field is 93 in the third dinyan. Amar Rav Ashi, Ashi said, Taimer the Acherim lo yadinu, like the sword doesn't make too much sense. Teichosa, dinu kevasayu, but you want to tell me, take a paska that way, so this is madna. Tehen Echlam, let's take a halacha. And Tana Dainu Gela. Dainu Gela also said like this. Eloysin Shuma B'neim. We have to make a value between them. Or Mishalshalim, the same thing with the Svar of the Acherim, we have to divide it by three. There is a difference here of 40 dinrin. One said it's worth 80, one said it's worth 120. So divided by three, 13 and a third, that's how much you have to pay. So again, he said the same thing back. With Amar Rav Huna, Hilchasa Kadainagol, you want to tell me that's the locha? He said, that's the locha. Amar Rav Ashi, time of the Dainagol, Layodina. I do not know the reason of him. Hilchasa Avdinika Vasayu, but again, the Loch, I should do like him. But that's the pshat. That we hold that this Acherim here, that we take the difference of these $40, these 40 dinrin, in between, and we try to divide it up by a third. That's the way we make it. Now the Mishnah says, Choyim Elachavera, somebody says to his friend, Chatzi Soda Nimechlecho, I'm selling you half of my field. He doesn't say which half, it just says something you have. So Lecher is, Mishamnim Benayim, we have to see the value of the field. Let's say the value of the field is $100. Now there are different parts of the fields. Some parts of the fields are better crop, better field. And so even though together, let's say it's an acre, but like one quarter of the acre could be worth $50, and the other three quarters could be worth $50. So Lecher is, and therefore the moicher, the owner, has a right to take care of the field. It's his gain. He has a right to say, I want to take $50
of the more expensive type of property. So even though it comes out, it's only a quarter of the field, he has the right to say that. We're Mishamnin, we value the field, how much the value is, and the different parts of the field, and as long as you're getting $50 worth, and I'm getting $50 worth, it's enough. Even though it comes out that I'm taking the better part of the field, the Mercher has the right to take the better part of the field. Alright, turn over.
What's going to be if he says chatzi soda b'do chat? Chatziyeho b'dorma ani mechlecho. I'm going to sell you half of my field on the south side. So also mishamnin b'neim, we value how much the south side of the field is worth. It's worth $100. How much it's worth? And again, v'noito chatzi b'dorim. And again, the Balabas has the right to take half of that value, any place he wants, according to like the worth of the field. That's what the Rashbam learns. If he wants to, he could take a better type of the field, even, but as long as it's only worth $50. In other words, the Moicher has the choice to take the better part of the field. Now, when Lakeir gets his half of the field, Vum Kabbalah, he accepts upon himself Mokum Ageder. He's going to have to build a fence now between him and the other person, because you're dividing up the field in half. You have to have a fence there. And charitz, there has to be what, a hole there, a ditch-like. Ubein charitz, and in between the charitz. The kamahu charitz, how deep is the charitz? Shisha tfachim. Ubein charitz, or in between the charitz? Shleisha, three tfachim. So all this lakech accepts to do on his side of the field.
Yeah.
We'll soon see why we need. Shpam says, Charitz Kotin means Shebein HaGedel L'Charitz HaGodel. There's a fence in between these two small dishes. We'll soon see why we need two of them for. First, like this. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, L'Keach Noitel Koch Shaboy. That's what our Mishnah means. That we value the field, but then there are different parts of the field. Like certain property is Shemena, you know, is worth more. So the Mercher has the right to keep the better part of the field and gives Lakeach the Kochush the worst part of the field, as long as it's worth 50%. Omer le Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yehuda v'anan mishamnin b'nei utanan. We learn no mashma, they value the difference in between sisuot shava b'shava. The mashma that you have to divide up equally. Or Malay said back to him, what are you talking about? Ad yechalta pepenaisa bebovel. Before you fill yourself eating up these good dates of bovel, you should not like eating too much there. You're not learning enough. Tagivno mi seifa. I'll bring you a proof from the seifa of our Mishnah. Tiktoni says the seifa of our Mishnah. Tiktoni seifa. Chetz ye bedorm ani mechlecho. I'm selling you half of my field in the south side. Yes, so the churut means you get the south half of the field. Still it says, Mishamnin b'neyu v'naito chetzia, that we value how much it's worth and you get half of it. Hibadorim. So what does that mean? If so, v'yamai mishamnin b'neyim. Why do you have to make a value of the field? The churut, you spoke out clearly that you get the south side of the field. So what do you have to make a valuation for here? V'chetzia b'dorim. He said clearly you get the half of the south side. Elo, on my life, he said back to him, Elo l'demei. You know what the Mishnah means? It means l'demei. Like we spoke out. Hochinami l'demei. That you have to value the valuation of this field. See how much it's worth. Like if I'm telling you I'm giving you the south side, we have to see how much the south side is worth. It was worth $100. Now, I have a right to give you $100 worth in this field. But the Balabas, the owner, has a right to keep the Shemena, the fatter, the better type of property for himself, and what he'll give away to the other person is the Kochush, the weaker property, like it's the Yad Moicher al Holyoina, since he didn't speak anything more than this. Now it also says, Mekabel Olav Mokum Geder.